In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Be advised, this show is an immersive audio experience. Please use caution if you are operating a motor vehicle or a spacecraft. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides and behind you. Q-Code presents From Now, starring Richard Madden and Brian Cox, directed by Rhys Wakefield.
Spectators are amassing behind the 3-mile safety radius in anticipation of the USS Hope's launch, scheduled for this morning, February 10th, 2025.
Can you believe the turnout? All these people here to see us.
They're here to see themselves, to see what their species is capable of. The best and brightest astronauts from 5 different continents.
Captain Harrow, internal checks are complete. We are go for launch. Copy. Lieutenant Fitz.
Internal launch sequence initiated.
T-minus 13 seconds. Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence start. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Boost ignition. All engines running. And liftoff. We have liftoff. 48 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on USS Hope.
Wave goodbye, girls and boys. We won't be back on solid ground for quite some time.
This is the proudest moment of my life. I'm so happy to be a part of this mission with you all. I promised myself I wouldn't get emotional, but...
Jesus Christ, Davidson is getting sentimental already.
Oh, I hope I don't vomit inside my visor, the sappy prick.
Oh, that's cute. Real cute.
No, these are the dangers of sentimentality, Davidson. They didn't teach you that at your fancy med school?
Harvard has the strongest biochemistry science program in the world, so you're welcome.
Sweet. Our mission physician is already bragging.
Oh, those screaming fans gone to your head already, Davidson?
My radar is... Is anyone else getting this?
The hell is that?
Captain, radar is showing some kind of obstruction above us.
An obstruction? We only just took off. That's not possible.
Sensors are saying whatever it is, it's directly in our path.
It has to be the sound barrier.
But it's not possible.
Herschel, a system engineer, what's your inference?
A glitch. It has to be.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to hit it. I said switch the engines off, goddammit! Turn us around! We need to turn back!
Mission Control, do you copy? Do you copy? Come in, this is Harold Davidson. Hello!
This is systems engineer Dana Herschel. We're experiencing... We seem to have hit something. Anyone? Do you copy?
Engines are off. I repeat, engines are off. Thrusters are disengaged.
Then why aren't we slowing down? Check again.
Ah, my helmet is punctured. My visor is
emergency suits are just in the back there. Edward, go secure a new helmet for...
No, we all need to stay seated.
Coward.
No, Harold, get back to your seat now.
We're gaining speed.
It's going to rip the ship apart.
We need to slow down.
We need to...
What's happening to him?
Help me. Help me.
I'm getting stuck. I'm being sucked into the walls.
Herschel, I'm coming back with a new helmet.
Davidson, what is going on back there?
Davidson, do you copy?
I can't move.
I'm going back there.
You have to stay seated, Mission Control. This is Lieutenant Edward Spitz. We're experiencing severe damage, Mission.
Hello? Is anyone there? I don't understand what's happening. I don't know what to do. Hello?
What is that?
Mission Control, come in, please. Something went wrong during takeoff. Please, come in. Mission Control, they're gone. All of them are... Mission Control, do you copy? They're gone. Captain Harrow's dead. They're all dead.
With the United States Air Force. State your nationality and purpose.
I don't know what happened. We were there.
Sir, you're encroaching upon protected airspace.
Oh, there's blood everywhere.
Oh, I'm covered in it.
Say that again. Repeat.
I can't see through my visor. I can't see.
Sir, country of origin.
Oh, there's blood everywhere. Like a nightmare. The cell. Am I in hell?
The Russian president ended this morning's conference in Moscow by stating, "America's political integrity dissolved long ago. Now it is time for the corruption to end. Since the egregious mishandling of the ship's return by the U.S. government, the United Russian Federation has now seized control of military operations surrounding the repossession of the Hope craft. Soon after this decision was announced, ballistics missiles were fired upon the landing site by the U.S. military."
After the Kremlin released wildly false claims, stating the U.S. has now engaged in, quote, what can only be described as an act of war, end quote, Professor Boris Chernoff II is heading up the transferal as we speak. Leaked information claims that lone survivor and American hero, Lieutenant Edward Fitz, is now missing.
Reportedly having escaped after what authorities are calling highly suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of Russian icon, Captain Ivanovich Harrow Nerechnikov. Harrow was allegedly alive when the Hope first landed. The ship is now being transported to an undisclosed, secure location as the investigation continues to unfold.
We need to shut down the onboard computer so they can't track us. That includes the broadcaster and cabin lights.
Onboard systems power down. We've reached our altitude of 10,000 feet.
Fly her straight and narrow, please, Nurse Helen.
I can't believe we just escaped. I can't believe we got away.
For now. Sounds like a political shit show down there.
Captain Harrow was... he was alive. Like me?
He was. Barely. We found him within the walls of the ship. He was fused to the interior. It wasn't possible.
None of this is.
Every authority from that quarantine zone, regardless of nationality, they'll be on our tail any minute. And when they are, there'll be no way for us to shake them again.
That's not entirely true. Statistically, there's at least a non-zero chance that...
Hunter, the debris that's raining down over the landing site, where's it coming from? When is it coming from?
What do you mean?
Hunter?
I don't quite recall. Not precisely.
Back in that room, he told me the USS Hope wasn't the only thing they sent through the window. Hunter, can you remember what else was sent through?
If he says he doesn't remember, it's usually best not to push him on the matter.
A series of ballistic missiles. I believe that's what we sent in after you.
So you do remember?
I suppose the news reports jolted my memory.
Why? Why would you do that? Why shoot missiles through it?
The U.S. government was in a panic after what happened to the Hope. That window, it began swallowing up our surveillance satellites. NORAD tried whatever it could to prevent it from reaching Earth.
By shooting at it?
It was the 2020s in the U.S. People were archaic. Shoot first, think later. It was the Wild West.
Great. So now we're paying for the mistakes of moronic decision-makers from the past.
I suppose so. If you want to be poetic about it.
This is bad. As we speak, the Russian Federation military is blaming the United States government for something they're not responsible for.
That's because they'd be tracing the missiles to U.S. technology.
Yes, but they're not from the U.S. Not from the U.S. of now, anyway.
So unless we find proof that the missile fire is an accident from the past, some kind of war might ensue.
Maybe. But it's possible your coffin has the evidence that...
We're outrunning every authority in the world, all because you supposedly spoke of evidential documents in a dream one time.
That a question or a statement?
Hearing it aloud makes it sound quite... quite...
foolish? I agree.
Should I turn back? The cemetery is still located another 532 miles from here, as the vehicle flies.
No. Continue course to the cemetery.
Copy that.
We're currently flying northwest over Arizona. But there's no lights down there. Where's Phoenix? All the houses. Where is everyone?
They...
I should mention there's a problem emerging.
Problem being?
This vehicle's battery display was giving me a false reading. It appears that we only have enough power to last 88 miles of our 532-mile flight.
That doesn't sound good.
Given we'll be 444 miles short of our destination, certainly not ideal.
Yes, we get it.
Well, where's the nearest gas station, or whatever you call them now?
There's a charging station located only 3 miles from here, but...
We're currently flying over the bloodstream, so that's definitely not an option.
She's right. It's too dangerous. Discretion is pertinent.
The bloodstream?
If you let me finish, as the charging station is located along the border of a rogue nation, I would recommend against landing here.
And say what you mean to say quicker.
I believe you need to say faster or more quickly.
We'll be lucky if we're not shot out of the sky by a home-printed rocket launcher.
Why? Who lives down there?
Rogue nations occupied by separatist forces.
Say that again?
This is restricted airspace for good reason.
The hell is a rogue nation? That should be Phoenix down there, the same Phoenix our grandmother lived in. You're telling me...
Nurse Helen, what's the next closest station beyond that?
There's a high-rise building located 87 miles from here. As it's recently been converted into a charging station and it's 11:15 p.m., it should be relatively quiet.
I say we land on one of the top floor charging platforms. They're confined to Android employees only. That'll be our best chance at going unnoticed.
Agreed. Let's set a direct flight path and pray to God the wind resistance doesn't pick up.
I don't understand. Why can't we land somewhere on the ground? Nobody's around for miles.
There are people living down there. We just can't see them. You have a phone? Can they track that?
Not if I don't want. It's a special FBI comms device designed to encrypt its own location.
This is Special Agent Alyssa Watkins. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Alyssa, you need to pick up your phone. The agency is coming for you. There's some very important information you're going to want to hear. Lieutenant Fitz and Captain Harrow's DNA. Something's changed. Please call me as soon as you get this. It's very urgent, and I'm afraid to tell you over voicemail.
What the hell are you talking about?
Cosmic radiation levels at the surface of these regions created a domestic crisis.
What regions?
Half of what used to be Arizona, Nevada, and California. Millions retreated underground when the Russian Federation reneged on our refugee agreement.
Spawning grub nations across the landmass of what used to be those states.
If a separatist group down there captured you, Edward, it'd give them the power to turn us over to whomever could benefit their cause.
It's been tense with the Russian Federation ever since they backed out. I knew if you fell into their hands, we might never see you again.
And that's why you put yourself at risk to save me.
Pretty stupid in retrospect. Especially since the Federation has the most powerful air force in the world.
So we're sitting ducks?
Oh, I suppose we're flying ducks, really.
Just perfect.
Once we clear these mountains, the high rise is only 10 miles away. Alert. I have detected Southern Lights activity down below.
You don't say.
The ground is glowing green down there. Those plumes of light, what are they?
Tritium mining shafts. They're all over the globe now. The Southern Lights, people call them.
I suspect it's the same glowing you described as you were coming into land.
Thought I was landing on a foreign planet at first. Didn't look like Earth.
Your instincts were entirely incorrect. Tritium graphite didn't exist when you left in 2025.
Tritium graphite?
A high-potency energy source accidentally discovered by refugees in the bowels of the planet.
It can only be created at extremely low altitudes.
That's how they survived all these years. The green light is simply a byproduct of its creation.
Let me guess. The extremely low altitude charges the air particles and affects the atomic orbit of their electrons.
Thereby producing a significant amount of energy at a low cost. You're not as dumb as I remember. Except it emits more carbon per annum than fossil fuels ever did.
The entire practice has started to affect Earth's molten core, which has negatively impacted the magnetosphere. In some regions more than others.
Why isn't anyone doing anything to stop this?
We'll begin our descent in 20 seconds.
Some deny it. Think it's Earth's natural progression. Most have no other choice for fuel.
So everything has changed, and yet nothing is different. What you're saying is, it's extraordinary.
Says a missing man who fell from the sky.
We've now begun our descent.
Okay. We land, we recharge, we leave.
Hunter, I'd advise you and Edward to hide inside the vehicle if anyone were to recognize
you.
Agreed.
Fine.
Hello, and welcome to SkyCell. How can I help you, vehicle number one? I'm sorry. I'm having trouble processing your vehicle's network identification number. There's no signal.
The onboard computer has been acting up. It switched off on us as we were coming into land.
Then I'm afraid you'll need to repair that before I can let you leave again. Skycell policy number...
My Lambert 2.3 android is compensating for the loss. She's a competent pilot, so I'll be fine for tonight, but thank you for your programmed concern. We just need a full battery recharge.
We?
Yes, me and my L2.3 in the quadcopter. Are you going to continue to waste my time? I'm kind of in a hurry here.
I'm sorry. I can't recharge your vehicle without an authorized vehicle identification number.
Listen, my name is Agent Alexander Ross with the FBI. The current status of my journey is highly classified under Penal Code 67841. I order you to override the security feature.
Override complete. Hello, I'll be happy to assist you, vehicle number. Your battery cells are dangerously low for you to have found yourself on such a remote station.
How long will this take?
Approximately 12 minutes.
12 minutes?
I apologize for the time delay. The local mines have been subject to separatist changes. We have a consumer store located 3 floors down. I can personally escort you, if you'd like.
No, just recharge the vehicle and move along, please. And thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for making Skycell your number one choice to soar the skies. Charging sequence initiated.
Agent Ross?
Alyssa. Is everything okay? Where are they taking you?
Yes, everything is fine. They're not taking me anywhere.
You got my voice messages?
No, not yet. What is it?
Their DNA has changed. Captain Harrow and Lieutenant Fitz.
What do you mean, changed?
The blood samples. They're no longer behaving normally. The expression of their DNA suddenly stopped. But it's not decaying either. Just existing. Unaffected by outside exposure or time. It doesn't make any sense.
When did this start happening?
Soon after Harrow died. Right after you left, actually. Look, it's very important you tell me where you're going. I believe Edward is not who he says he is. I believe you're in danger.
You don't really believe that.
I do. I do. This is too important now. There are way too many people involved. Just, please, Alyssa, please, just turn yourself in. The punishment will be significantly less.
You're compromised, aren't you?
What? Alyssa, I'm telling you the truth. I want to help you. I'm your partner. Please, could you just tell me where you're going?
How do I know I can trust you?
They've located the window.
Who has?
What do you think? Professor Chernoff and the Federation. It's there, but it appears to be shrinking. Getting smaller by the hour. Alyssa, I know how much this whole event meant to your family. How much it meant to your mother. It's understandable you'd be confused or upset.
Your inference is incorrect. This has nothing to do with my mother.
Come on, you can't be serious. How could it not? Be honest with yourself. You've trusted me with your life for the past 5 years. I'm asking you to keep trusting me now. Where are you taking him?
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Arizona I knew, it's all gone.
Do you remember much of our grandmother? I can barely remember her anymore.
Of course, like it was... You don't remember her old house?
No. But we did camp in her backyard once. Whose decision was that?
It was ours.
That's right. We looked at the stars for hours and listened to music. Didn't we fly that kite I made too?
We did? I remember it differently. That was the night that we both got poison ivy. We slept right by that poison ivy bush.
That wasn't that night, was it? I thought...
No, it was definitely that night, and we came running into Grandma's bedroom screaming. She thought something terrible had happened.
My God. And she bathed us in calamine lotion.
And fed us apple pie.
Which we thought was incredible at the time, because Mom and Dad never let us eat sweets on weekdays, let alone after bedtime. Then the sunrise. We stayed up to watch it with her, didn't we?
We did. See? It's all there. You just need to unlock it.
How did it go?
Perfectly fine.
Thank you for making Skycell your number one choice to solve.
Special Agent Watkins, is everything okay?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Oh, I'm detecting an elevated heart rate from you, is all.
I'm just anxious. I think that's quite understandable given the circumstances.
Nurse Helen, please refrain from commenting on other people's vitals. That information is private.
Of course. I apologize.
You know, Edward, I'm still struggling to understand your timeline of events after the Hope's launch.
You're not legitimately questioning him right now, are you?
I'm just curious. Full disclosure, I've wondered about the disappearance my whole life.
You have?
Yes. I had posters of the Hope crew up on my walls when I was a kid. My mother was always obsessed with your story.
Well, Eddie can give her an autograph now.
I wish he could. She was an astronaut on the last government-funded mission to space.
Your mother was an astronaut? On the Ares mission?
She was. Mission Commander Sarah Watkins.
I've read her papers. She's a very talented physicist.
Yeah, she was one of the best.
What happened to her?
Their rocket went up in flames at launch. She was killed instantly. The whole crew was.
I'm so sorry.
The entire program was underfunded. Egregiously underfunded. Hence the accident. But I can feel her with me. Especially now. I never, ever thought I'd get the chance to meet you. Your return makes anything feel possible, as though she could just be existing somewhere else. In some other time and place. It probably sounds ridiculous.
Mostly I remember the smell of their blood. Directly after we lost contact with Houston, my crew members were sucked into the walls. Then quiet. The most quiet. As the smell set in, I kept reliving their screams. I thought the ship was going to split. open like a tin can. Maybe it should have. But instead, I arrived here.
I'm sorry you have to inherit this place. I'm sorry I didn't do more to make it better for you.
Yeah, well, you've got flying cars. I mean, that's something, I guess.
What the hell was that?
Something hit us.
We're sustaining serious damage.
The Separatists?
I thought they lived underground.
The chances of their weapons hitting a quadcopter at this high altitude is impossible.
Whatever hit us didn't come from the ground.
Then it's them. It has to be.
Who?
This is Professor Boris Chernoff II. It's a shame this has to be our first introduction. I look forward to having the pleasure of meeting you all face to face very soon. Especially you, Lieutenant Fitz.
What do you think you're doing? You're gonna get us killed.
My craft is flying directly behind you as we speak. Rest assured, I'm reasonable and I want everyone to remain safe. We just need you to land the vehicle right now. I'll be there to meet you.
Why would we? Why would we do that? Why would we listen to you?
Alyssa Watkins has kidnapped you both. If you return to us now, I assure you, her trial and punishment will be just and swift. You'll both be immune from any potential wrongdoing.
I didn't kidnap anybody.
Accelerating to full speed now.
You can't outrun us. We've attached a drone to your quad. We simply want everyone back so we can get some answers to all of this.
I've told them everything. I've given all my answers.
Of course, but I'm sure you can understand it's terribly suspicious that you survived, Lieutenant Fitz, whilst our comrade, Captain Harrow, perished so violently.
Everyone aboard perished violently.
Everyone but you.
I didn't do anything to hurt them, I swear.
Yes, yes, of course, but did you do anything to help them? Or was it your inaction that got them killed?
No, I don't understand what happened.
Which is exactly why we need you back, Mr. Fitz, so we can all understand this together. How am I to believe that you're not dangerous? You've been gone quite some time, more than long enough to come up with an elaborate scheme.
You think this is an elaborate scheme?
Please, tell the android piloting your copter to slow down. The truth will set you free, Mr. Fitz. People believe that you killed the entire crew.
And yet, you're shooting at us. How is he the dangerous one?
I do apologize. That was one of our drones. I'm afraid it misfired. Rest assured, the pilot of said drone will be formally reprimanded. However, if you don't safely land the vehicle yourselves, we'll be forced to disengage your engines and let you fall from the sky.
God, I hate flying.
Professor Chernoff II. May I call you Boris?
To whom am I speaking? Is this the android talking?
Correct. If we continue to fly in this direction, does that constitute as forcing you to shoot at us? As in, you'd deliberately endanger 3 human lives simply if I continued to fly straight ahead.
Do I need to repeat myself for the android?
What if those 3 human lives were under the mercy of a rogue android who was piloting their ship without them having any control or knowledge of the situation unfolding? Where would the blame fall then?
Nurse Helen?
I'm not particularly fond of hypotheticals, and as that's likely not the case, I'd ignore the android and proceed with my current inference, which is that Agent Alyssa Watkins, the FBI, and the United States have kidnapped these men for whatever motive we can't possibly unravel yet.
This is starting to sound quite hypothetical, Professor Chernoff. Forcing you to shoot at us is a misnomer. You're subverting the blame by creating an illusion that we have any free choice in this matter at all.
Quiet! Am I really still speaking with the android?
I've gone rogue, so yes.
Yes. The android has us captive.
If you want to act like this, then you leave me no choice. Shoot them down. Shoot them down now.
I'm losing control.
I've always been too late, Eddie. I couldn't save you then, and I can't save you now. Too young, too old, too weak.
They're killing our engines. They're trying to pull us down.
Not again. Not again. Please, not again.
Brace for impact.
Please, please stop. This isn't how it ends. Not yet.
Everything's frozen on the spot.
Edward, how are you?
I don't know how.
But we're floating midair. It's impossible. The drones, everything. Like time itself is completely...
stopped. I can feel them. All of it. Us. The drones. The clouds. I can feel it all in my hands. Pressing against my skin. Like dragonflies humming. They're getting heavier. I'm not sure I can hold them much longer. They're here again. They're watching us again. Can't you see them?
See who?
The entity.
Eddie, what the hell are you talking about?
There's something else that boarded the ship. And it knew everything. It sent me back here. It's like staring into the sun. A glowing silhouette burns your eyes. An aura you can't blink away. I'm losing my mind.
Eddie, this time, all of it, it's a gift. I've cherished these last days more than any day since you left. I've gotten more time with you than I ever thought I would. I'm sorry you've seen what you've seen. I'm sorry you had to see it alone. But I'm gonna protect you. Now.
The drones. They're detaching.
He's interfering with their signal somehow, manipulating how they move through space.
That is not possible.
None of it is.
Edward, your blood pressure is falling rapidly. Your heart rate is dropping.
Eddie. Breathe. Everything's okay. We're here. Here. With you.
Edward, can you hear us?
I feel faint. I don't think I...
Eddie? Wake up. Please.
What's happening to him?
It's unclear. He seems to have passed out. He's severely dehydrated, but his vitals appear to be stabilizing.
How did he do that?
He was able to stop machines moving over 100 miles an hour. Like it was nothing. Like they hit some kind of invisible wall.
We're approximately 1 mile from our cemetery destination. There's a patch of dirt located by an abandoned chapel in the south wing. It's likely our most discreet landing site.
Are we sure we want to do this?
Somewhere down there, I've buried the truth.
I can't let myself forget it anymore.
Everything we bury comes back for us. Eventually.
We've now begun our descent.
From Now stars Richard Madden as Edward, Brian Cox as Hunter, Erin Moriarty as Nurse Helen, Betty Gabriel as Alyssa Watkins, Reese Wakefield as Agent Ross, David Dostmalchian as Professor Chernov. Additional performances by Carol Foreman, Shun Sakaguchi, Tarek Bishara, Nikolai Sankoff, Amber Friendly, Kristen Goodwin, Jay Preston, Dimitri Rosenthal, Mercy Malik, Joel Gelman, Catherine Cavari, Yadiber Orozco, Angela Relucio, and Ryan Walsh. Created and written by Reese Wakefield and William Day Frank. Directed by Reese Wakefield. Executive produced by Richard Madden, Brian Cox, Reese Wakefield, William Day Frank, Rob Herding, and Dave Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Supervising producer, Sandra Yi Ling. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Alvin Wee. Edited by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Sound design by Katie Halliday. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Production coordinators Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. From Now is a Q Code production.
Just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.